Most days, you're probably hearing about friends, family and colleagues who are coming down with COVID. Close to 10% of the Australian population has now contracted the virus, raising questions about how to treat the large number of people who will be left with long COVID, where symptoms persist well after recovery. While it's understood that age and underlying health issues can increase the severity of the illness, risk factors for long COVID have been harder to identify. But a study from Zurich University Hospital is raising the prospect of being able to determine those most at risk. Professor Peter Walk specialises in sleep and respiratory medicine. Welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Before we get into the study, can you explain what long COVID is?
So many people get symptoms after COVID. That's not uncommon at all within the first 3 to 4 weeks of having the illness. And for the majority of people, that will go away. Some people will have breathing difficulties that start to last longer. But unfortunately, there's a group of people out there in whom those symptoms will persist for much longer. 3, 6, 12 months down the track, we're still seeing people with a lot of symptoms of tiredness, fatigue, breathlessness on exertion, difficulty concentrating, and concepts like brain fog.
How serious can it be?
Well, it certainly can be very serious for the people that have had it, and it's a great concern. It's something that we also are still in the process of trying to come to grips with and understand. So certainly for those people who had these symptoms, it can have a profound effect upon their lives. And on the number of overseas studies that have looked at this, those who have complained of having those significant symptoms after 3 months of having the initial episode of COVID, really find it that they struggle with it, and those symptoms can interfere with their lives. It's very difficult for them to get back to either full-time work or study, and it really has had this very profound effect that wasn't really expected.
This study from Switzerland, published in the journal Nature Communications, found that people who go on to develop long COVID have lower levels of certain antibodies in their blood soon after becoming infected. What does that tell us?
Well, look, it's an interesting study. It's still relatively small, with just over 200 people that were involved. And what these researchers set out to do was to see whether they could get a better predictive model of people who had COVID. So they've taken a group of individuals who've had acute COVID. They've looked at factors that we know can be related to an increased risk, the history factors that are present there. And we know that people who have more severe acute disease are more likely to go on and develop long COVID on top of that as well. So on top of that, they've added in a blood test to have a look at some of these immune responses. And they've found that some of the factors that we see when you're acutely unwell, very high inflammatory markers, can be associated with long COVID. But they've also found that people who have a lower level of certain antibodies, and in this case, an antibody called IgG3, is deficient, or at least appears to be deficient, in people who are more likely to go on and get long COVID syndrome. And that's a persistent finding.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the study itself is relatively small, but could it help scientists develop a test to predict those most at risk of having long COVID?
Well, that was the objective of this particular study, was to try and improve our ability to predict that happening. And look, I think it's interesting, particularly in that it shows that people who do have long COVID may well not have an immune response which is quite as efficient or quite as strong to that initial viral infection. And so they're not quite as good, perhaps, at being able to get on top of a virus fast, prevent it from spreading to other organs, and then to be able to get rid of it at the same time. Certainly, this is a great step forward to look at these sorts of things. There are a number of overseas studies, though, that will be looking at this in larger numbers and in a lot more depth as well. And I think we'll see further things coming into this space that might be able to give us some ideas as to who's most at risk.
How far off do you think a test for long COVID risk factors could be?
Well, it's very likely it's going to be something like this all the way along. So you take a history from somebody, you know that certain conditions might predispose you. And again, severity of the acute illness seems to be a really important factor as well. But this sort of thing would be a very helpful step to be able to incorporate. I don't know how far away that is, but it'll probably require some of the larger sort of studies to start to reproduce these findings and also to be able to show that we can reliably predict it.
People who don't experience severe COVID are less likely to get long COVID. How much does being vaccinated reduce your chances of getting long COVID?
It's difficult to say at this stage, but anything that reduces the severity of the acute illness, we're reasonably confident is going to reduce the impact of long COVID as well. So vaccination is by far and away our most effective means to do that at this stage. So having a fully vaccinated population, reducing that impact of the initial disease is almost certainly going to have a very large effect on reducing the risk that people are going to develop these sorts of complications, both acutely and in the long term.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Peter Walk is a professor at University of Newcastle, specialising in sleep and respiratory medicine.